chair show. We don't really believe it.
Yeah.
It's far too good to be the last one. But Martin, not everybody makes a mark on the community they live in, and some of us coast along without leaving any marks. And you've made such a mark on our community, and you've brought out things from other people as well. You've brought out the artistic, the artist lurking in people around you. And when you look back at the posters and see what people have done, it's a fantastic achievement. It's been a great blessing to your neighbours and your friends and to the whole community here. And we would like to toast you and thank you for making such giving us such joy through this exhibition. Yeah. And your friendship.
No problem, who's in Donald.
Martin O'Barrell. Martin O'Barrell.
Compare un pensiero, perché loro sono stati veramente straordinari con questa idea delle sedie, sono riusciti a far venire fuori talenti, idee, insomma, una serie di cose che hanno impreziosito veramente la nostra vita. E quindi le vogliamo in qualche modo ringraziare con un qualche cosa di concreto che ora andiamo a scoprire. Grazie di nuovo.
Okay, so here we are today. We're in Trepignana. We're up on the top of Trepignana looking out over Garfagnana, Medievale, the Valle di Serchio and so on. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And we're here with Martin Galloway with a group from Cerat. And as you've just heard from the last two excerpts in English and Italian, there was a presentation going on. Presentation for Martin Galloway. Why, Martin? What was going on? What was all that about?
Well, we have been working with Cerat now for 4 years, in fact. And every year the concept has grown, and we started with 20 artists, and now we're well over 100 artists in the Garfagnana area who are contributing to this chair art exhibition every year.
It's an incredible exhibition, and it's one that, for instance, at the end of the season it comes to Barga, so I can talk about that personally, that when it comes, I've seen that it is the most photographed art exhibition in Barga, and there are many art exhibitions in Barga. In a season there's between 30 and 40 exhibitions. Yeah. I can say categorically, without any shadow of a doubt, it is the most photographed art exhibition in Barga. Why is it, according to you, why is it that people like it so much? What is it that brings people in and keeps them entertained, keeps them active?
Well, I think it's there's two things there. One is it's accessible because it's a common item that we live with, which is a chair. It's important to our lives. It's important to the people of the Garfagnana. We eat, we drink, we sit at the table, and chairs are a common object. So there's no mystery behind the basis of it. I think the other key factor is that it's completely open to anyone who wishes to participate. There's no selection process, there's no competition process. Anybody who feels the desire to participate can enter.
Yeah, that in itself is very interesting in Italy after 20 years of Berlusconi, where the idea is competition, competition, competition. Here you are setting up something where there's no prizes, no competition, nobody's trying to gain anything over anybody else, they just want to participate.
Well, I don't think it's only Italy and Berlusconi. I think it's an international problem. But yes, absolutely correct. We are in the business of involving communities and people to participate without the feeling that they need to be better than the next person, but they're doing their best to make a contribution.
Manny, as you say, it's 4 years you've been running this thing. How many years are you intending to do this? You intending to be at 90 years old moving all these chairs around? Well, because there's a thing now, we've now got up to over 100 chairs. How do you physically move all these chairs?
I could well ask you that that particular point, because in Barga you will be moving 100 chairs on a daily basis.
Thank you very much, Martin.
The other exhibitions, we find that the best way is to move them all collectively together from one place to another in a large vehicle, so that it's done neatly, and we're not dependent on each artist arriving at different times and different days and it not being convenient. So we organise the circular route of exhibitions collectively. But I think that we need to be very careful that we don't go beyond 100 every year, because it will be practically impossible. However, there are many, many new supporters of chair art who are very enthusiastic to make a physical contribution. So it's not necessarily, in the future, a one-man show.
Neatly sidestepped, Martin. So you didn't say actually what you're going to be doing next year or the year after.
And I'm not a politician.
And you're not a politician. That was very smart. Okay, let's leave it like that. But here we're up at Trepignano. Where do these chairs go now?
The chairs will go to Rocca Alberti tomorrow morning and be on exhibition from 5 o'clock at Rocca Alberti, which is very near to Camporgiano, for tomorrow evening. The best exhibition in the whole of the Garfagnana will be there at Rocca Alberti.
And then after that, where do they move from there? They go to
Careggini. And then to Campogiano, and then to Castelnuovo, on to Barga, and finally in October at the wine festival in Riana.
Many, we'll be there. Thank you. Thank you for talking with
pleasure.
Us.
Pleasure.
It's a wonderful. This year, for instance, these hands, these are incredible, these chairs, they're 2 meter tall chairs. What's going on?
Well, they are just extraordinary. Yeah. I mean, there's no other word for it. And they are genuinely striking and almost monumental as chairs. So we're very pleased to welcome them into chair art.
Martin, thanks very much.
Okay, pleasure.